Sri Vishnu Sahasranama, name 959, is Pramanam, which means authority in Vedic Shastric circles. It is used to mean the authority of Shastra, the evidence of Shastra. Thus we speak of Shastra Pramana, Shruti Pramana. In the previous occurrence of this name in Sri Vishnu Sahasranam, name 429 in Parashara Bhatta's explanation, he explained this to mean that Bhagavan, particularly in his form of Kalki avatar, in that series of names Parashara Bhatta was explaining in terms of Kalki avatar. So he said that this refers to Kalki Dev as being the authority for determining what is proper and what is improper for people in the Krita Yuga. Here, at name 959, it is used in the sense of setting the standard, establishing, whereas previously it was, with the Kalki avatar, everything was wrong. Adharma was so widely spread that he just killed everyone and started everything again with the Krita Yuga. So in the present instance of this name, Parashara Bhatta explains that this name, Pramana, evidence, indicates that not only is he the Shastra, he is Shastra, but he reveals the inner meanings of the Shastra. So that Shastra is the proper evidence for understanding reality. Shastra is the authority in giving knowledge without any doubt or error. The doubt or error comes when we apply our limited understanding, our limited intelligence, to try to understand it. That's why Shastra has to be received through the disciplic chain of persons who speak with the voice of Bhagavan, who are connected with Bhagavan, so that their explanation of the Vedas is the Vedic truth. But they cannot explain contrary to the teachings of the Vedas. That's why in Vedic circles, Vedantic circles, it is accepted that Shastra is Praman, but exactly how that is understood. For instance, very famously, there's long been a debate over the meaning of the term Tattvam Asi, the Shruti statement. That statement is authoritative. What exactly it means, we can understand if we are fully linked with Bhagavan, who is that statement, being himself, in this name of Vishnu Sahasranam, Pramana. The commentator Srimad Srimushnam Andavan explains that Bhagavan reveals via the Shastra the Paramatha, the highest meaning. Artha also means meaning, the supreme truth, without any doubt, without any distortion, without any contradiction. He himself is the true Pramana, the true proof. This also, Pramana is also used in the sense of proof. He is not only the goal to be achieved, Prameya, but he is Pramana, the means to achieve the goal. Satyasundara Tirtha, Madhva commentator, says that because he has given the Vedas, which are the highest authority, he is Pramana. He is non-different from them. He is the authority. Prama means knowledge, and Pramana usually indicates, or it indicates the tools or the means by which we can attain knowledge. And Bhagavan is Pramana because he is the one who reveals to us true knowledge. The knowledge is there in Shastra, but we might not be able to mentally access it. But Teshaṁ satata yuktānāṁ bhajataṁ priti purvakam dadāmi buddhi yogam tam yena mām upayanti te. Vedas are, yes, that means that one who is engaged in love with Krishna's service, Krishna gives the understanding by which they can come to him. It may be like a guidebook or a manual for using some particular object. But to even enter into that subject, one has to have some high qualification, maybe very technical language. For instance, the technical manual for operating rockets, rocket science. I'm not talking about little firework rockets. I'm talking about the kind of rockets that get blasted off from Cape Kennedy, for instance, or Sriharikota, ones which go into space, Antariksha. So to understand that, what is written there requires quite some training, but it also requires a kind of intuition, intelligence, that is also given by Bhagavan. To understand any subject, he gives the ability to understand it, and the ability to understand himself, he gives. More understandings of this name. Prakrishtam manam jnanam parasya tat pramanam. He is called Pramana because he has the best knowledge by which everything is to be understood. He is the best among all jnanis. There are so many jnanis, someone who has knowledge, and they are respected for that knowledge. But his knowledge, there's no comparison, there's no parallel. The knowledge he has cannot be compared with that which anyone else has. Vedaham samatitani vartamanani charjana bhavishyani cha bhutani mantu vedana kashchana. Krishna knows everything past, present, and future, but no one can know him because no one from our status can begin to conceptualize what it means to know everything past, present, and future. His knowledge covers everything in all times and all places without any mistake, without any misunderstanding. It is truth and only truth in all three phases of time. It is independent of anyone else's interpretation. It's clear knowledge, vivid, to the point, and clear. So therefore he's called Pramana. Another reason why he is called Pramana, Vishnu is called Pramana, is that he acts, or he enables the eyes and the other ears to attain knowledge. There are the Gyanendriyas in the Vedic understanding. Senses are of two kinds, the Gyanendriya, by which we perceive by touching, tasting, smelling, feeling, hearing, and the Karmendriya, by which we walk, talk, eat, and so on. So the Gyanendriya, the eyes, he is the active principle in the eyes by which we can perceive. He is the active principle in the ears by by which we perceive sight, we perceive sound, he enables that. Scientists say that, well, we see something. Light comes on the retina, it gets processed in the neurons in the brain. There's a complex structure. But what enables all that is Pramana, Vishnu. He is the regulator of all. In other words, he gives a measure. Mana also means measure. So he is Pramana, the best of regulators. Prior to creation, he already decided and established the nature of everything in the universe, the extent of everything, how everything works, extraordinarily complicated, but he had already set it up, what different kinds of bodies there are, which different kinds of inanimate objects there are. Everything is already set out by himself. He is the authority, he is Pramana. Then taking this mana, measure, he is called Pramana because he is not measurable. We have also the name in Vishnu Sahasranam, Aprameya, which means he is not measurable. Shastra is accepted as Pramana because it gives knowledge which is beyond our ability to measure, to directly perceive. We often try to establish the value of Shastra in modern times when empiric knowledge or so-called scientific knowledge is given so much value. That's considered the only proper knowledge by, well, that's what we're taught from the beginning in the school, that real knowledge is only that only which we can ascertain according to the scientific or empiric method. Actually, they say empiric, but it's not just empiric. There's a lot of guesswork in it also. A lot of the scientific theories, they're just basically speculations. But the very nature of Shastra Pramana is that it points to that which is ultimately beyond that which we can measure. Beyond that, it's axiomatically, the Shastra is meant ultimately for pointing to that which we will never be able to perceive or measure by the scientific or empiric method. So to accept him as Pramana, you can call it a leap of faith, but if we are to go beyond the frog's well of only accepting as knowledge that which we can directly perceive, then we have to go to that level of knowledge which is beyond our immediate sense perception. We cannot see Vaikuntha. We will never be able to see Vaikuntha through the material method of trying to understand. So, Pramana. We accept Shastra Pramana. We accept Krishna is the means to understand. He is the goal of understanding. Another meaning is mana also means to offer respect. Amanina mana dena, we have in the famous third verse of Shikshashtaka. So it comes to offering respect. So he who is the best respected, he is worshipped by even great demigods like Brahma, young Brahma, Varunendra, Rudra, Maruta, Stunvanti, Divyai, Stavai. And again, this comes to the names like Stavapriya, Stavya, already in Vishnu Sahasranam, who is worshipable. yet another meaning given by, this is given by Satyasandha Tirtha, is that, again taking mana as measurement, then he was quite immeasurable, or amazing dimensions of measurement in his Vamana avatar, how he went beyond all human concepts of what is possible. He entered the realm of the immeasurable by having a form that could cover the universe. Baladev Vidyabhushan, in our Gaudiya Vaishnava commentary, states that the Supreme Lord is Pramana because he gives evidence. He shows by his exchanges with the gopis, he evinces the path of love. He gives evidence that there is love on such a level of total selflessness. There is such a high standard of love. He practically demonstrates that by his pastimes. The demons, they don't believe in him. Skeptics, atheists, agnostics, they say, show me God. Or people have different ideas of what God is like or what they think God should be like. In this regard, I'm going to read from Srila Prabhupada's Krishna book, chapter 2. I read this before. I can't remember whether it was on speaking on Pramanam or another section of Vishnu Sahasranam, but it is a very important paragraph in all of Srila Prabhupada's writings, establishing who is the Supreme Lord. What is the evidence for Krishna being the Supreme Lord? Krishna, he himself is the evidence. I'll read this paragraph. The appearance of Krishna is the answer to all imaginative iconography of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Everyone imagines the form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead according to his mode of material nature. In the Brahma Sanghita, it is said that the Lord is the oldest person. Therefore, a section of religionists imagine that God must be very old, and therefore they depict a form of the Lord like a very old man. But in the same Brahma Sanghita, that is contradicted. Although he is the oldest of all living entities, he has his eternal form as a fresh youth. The exact words used in this connection of the Srimad Bhagavatam are Vijnanam Ajnana Bhidapamarjanam. Vijnana means transcendental knowledge of the Supreme Personality. Vijnana is also experienced knowledge. Transcendental knowledge has to be accepted by the descending process of disciplic succession, as Brahma presents the knowledge of Krishna in the Brahma Sanghita. The Brahma Sanghita is Vijnana, as realized by Brahma's transcendental experience, and in that way he presented the form and the pastimes of Krishna in the transcendental abode. Ajnana Bhida means that which can match all kinds of speculation. In ignorance, people are imagining the form of the Lord. Sometimes he has no form, and sometimes he has form, according to their different imaginations. But the presentation of Krishna in the Brahma Sanghita is Vijnana, scientific, experienced knowledge given by Lord Brahma and accepted by Lord Chaitanya. There is no doubt about it. Sri Krishna's form, Sri Krishna's flute, Krishna's color, everything is reality. Here it is said that this Vijnanam is always defeating all kinds of speculative knowledge. Therefore, the demigods prayed, without your appearing as Krishna, as you are, neither Ajnana Bhida the nescience of speculative knowledge, nor vijnanam would be realized. Ajnana bhida pamarjanam. By your appearance, the speculative knowledge of ignorance will be vanquished, and the real experienced knowledge of authorities like Lord Brahma will be established. Men influenced by the three modes of material nature imagine their own God according to the modes of material nature. In this way, God is presented in various ways, but your appearance will establish what the real form of God is. Krishna is the ultimate pramana, the evidence of his own existence.